It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to take our devotion. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. We have a lot to be thankful for. Today is the last Thursday in the month of August, and we've come with our hearts of gratitude. And this morning, we want to come as a collective body to say, thank you, Jesus. We're grateful for the gift of life, for breath, and for everything we can feel and see around us. Lord, we see your goodness, and for it we are so grateful. Thank you for peace all over the world. Thank you for the life you keep blessing us with, which money cannot even buy. Lord, we want to say thank you. If you're just joining us for the very first time and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So if you're just joining us for the very first time, I would like to welcome you to this devotion family. And I can assure you that you are not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration and the Lord really wants you to be here because he wants to tell you something this morning. So I want to specially welcome you. And if you're a frequent on this show, you know how we do it. It is time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. Let's ring the bell. Let's sound the alarm. Let the whole world, let your neighbors know that it is time for devotion. This is the time of the day you never want to miss because God always, always has something to tell us. Today is the 29th day in the month of August 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven devotion that says, love those who hate you. Love those who hate you. But before we go into the word today, I would like to remind you that this very show is sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we usually make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the generosity of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Now let's go into the word for today. Today we'll be looking at love those who hate you. Our hymn for today is hymn 30, when we walk with the Lord. Hymn 30, when we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel chapter 21:2-22. Ezekiel from chapter 21 to chapter 22. Our memory verse today will be taken from Matthew chapter 5 verse 44. Matthew chapter 5 verse 44. It says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Our Bible reading this morning will be taken from Matthew chapter 5 from verse 38 to 48. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 38 to 48. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From 38, it says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but rather, you have heard, and it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whosoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." Our manual today reads, for many Christians, when they are having a dispute with someone, they tend to forget that they are still born again, as they don't seem to like a fellow, or the fellow doesn't like them. They treat him or her badly. Jesus Christ said in the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 35, Luke chapter 6 verse 35, that you must not only love your enemies, you should also be kind to them. When you know the right things to do for people, whether you are on good terms with them or not, do it. The Bible says that it is sinful for you to know something good that you are supposed to do and not do it. We can see that in James chapter 4, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Do not victimize people with your position, because the person is not your friend. Whether you are the one who is right or does not, it does not matter. The moment you decide to victimize them, you become the one who is wrong. In the Bible reading for today, Jesus Christ said clearly that you are not to repay evil with evil. Rather, you are to repay evil with good. The reason for this is that he does not want your heart to harbor any form of corruption or evil at all. Apostle Paul said that when you decide to avenge yourself or repay evil for evil, you are letting evil overcome you. We can see that in Romans chapter 12 from verse 20 to 21, which says, "Therefore, if thine enemies hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." The scripture above says that you should love, care for, and even provide for those that hate you. You shouldn't relate with people based on whether they love you or not, or on how they treat you. You should relate with them based on how God wants you to. Don't let evil overcome you in a bid to repay someone or show them how powerful you are. If evil overcomes you, it means that you are now on the side of the devil as opposed to the side of God. I will conclude this teaching with the words of Apostle Paul in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Live peaceably with all men. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, whether you are on good terms with someone or not, be good to them. Have you been blessed by today's Open Heaven devotional? And you would also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can share. How can you share this message? By simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on Open Heaven Hour and you'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. You can copy the link to send to somebody today. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every morning. You can join us 7 a.m. every morning by simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com, or you can download our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store. Join us for all the amazing shows also for the day. It promises to be an exciting moment. Please do not turn off that dial. In as much as we are done with this show, we are not totally done. There is an important message after this show. Please stay tuned for it. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, I want you to remain this far. Have a beautiful day. God bless.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.